Rail strikes taking on the Tories. RMT continuing the fight. RMT member in London. The Rail Union RMT's disputes with Network Rail, the train operating companies, TOCs, and London Underground, LU, are, in reality, disputes with the government. The government, through the Department for Transport, DfT, is seeking to break the relatively good pay, pensions, and conditions of rail workers. This is to reduce wage costs in the sector, but also as a warning to other workers that they should not expect to avoid pay cuts in order to protect profits during a period of rampant inflation. The disputes with Network Rail, the TOCs and LU will now cover the same issues: employment levels, pensions, flexible working and pay. The latest Transport for London, TfL, financial settlement with the DfT has brought pay squarely into that battle, with an agreement to put the DfT in the chair for future pay talks. The government is demanding real terms pay, cuts of 8% minus 12% plus a tax on pensions and job cuts. This is already explicit in the offers made to members on Network Rail and the TOCs. TfL has now set its stall out too. Senior managers will now receive bonuses for delivering cuts, while funding for next year's LUL pay round is set at a level equating to a pay rise of around 1.5%. TfL members still have not had a pay rise for 2022, and can look forward to more of the same. RMT must continue to fight these attacks, and open up a discussion about how to step up the action. Already the timetables for job cuts and pension attacks have been pushed back by RMT's strike action. It is welcome that ADLF has joined the pay battle on the TOCs. ADLF members on LUL should be demanding their union calls action using their existing ballot mandate against pension and pay cuts. Generalize, but the situation now demands a step change from the Trades Union Congress, TUC, and its component unions. Never has there been a more pressing need for the TUC to coordinate action, which would be a step towards a 24-hour general strike against a national governmental campaign of pay cuts. This could be done by every union coordinating action on its own pay issues. If the TUC will not act, then a coalition of the willing is urgently needed. If the Tories press ahead with their declared intention to clamp down even more viciously on the ability of workers to strike, that must be met with determined action by the whole trade union movement, with 24-hour general strike action. The Tories are in crisis. Never before has a Prime Minister taken office with as little support as Liz Truss. Fewer people voted for her than the RMT has members. Less than a third of her own MPs backed her. The Tory government will continue to try to make working class people pay for the crisis of British capitalism. But the trade union movement united could force the government from power and ensure that the costs of the inflation crisis are not borne by working people.